13 inches.
Hi, everyone. This is Madge. So I recorded this podcast earlier today, and actually earlier this morning. Well, early for me. And so I want to explain a couple things. First of all, we just went on curfew, a curfew in Chicago. So I don't know what happened. I don't know what's happening. I've been working, panic working, and you'll hear about that and stuff. I was out and just got a text that says we're on curfew from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. And then I looked on Twitter and there's some cops being dragged through the streets in downtown Chicago, I guess. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to figure it out. But I wanted to tell you, so I rearranged the podcast a little bit. It's not linear. So I wanted to play the Lady Bunny stuff first before I ramble on. So what happened is the order of actual events are that I woke up early, went to Mariano's while my lesbian lover was shopping. I started the podcast. I recorded a little bit there. Then later on, I walked to the lake. I recorded there, talked about nothing. And then I was sitting at the lake illegally, by the way. And then I call after babbling and recording some nothing and some goose sounds and whatnot, all in the podcast you'll hear, and babbling about nothing. Let me start over. So first I made the killer mic recording from YouTube, and then I played a little of that, and then I actually edited it in this podcast because it's too much. And then I talked about it while I was in Mariano's. Then later on in the day, I went to walk to the lake and babbled, and eventually called Lady Bunny, and then talked to Lady Bunny for about 40 minutes about the riots and stuff, and how horrible RuPaul looked on the finale, and then took Tampon Tammy. And so what I did is I'm trying to like make it more interesting at the beginning and putting the garbage at the end. So I do the Killer Mike, I do my little rant after Killer Mike, and then I go right to Lady Bunny, and then I go to Tampon Tammy, and then I play the lake, which actually was leading up to Lady Bunny. So if it's confusing, that's why. And I might have made editing mistakes. It happens. But I want to get this out. I don't really want to check it first. So I hope you're doing okay. And a good riot to you, everyone. This is Manch. And eat my ass out.
Do you have a car? I'll bring you to it.
I never done that.
See you soon.
I'll put my big cock in your pussy.
I didn't want to come, and I don't want to be here. I'm the son of an Atlanta City police officer. My cousin is an Atlanta City police officer, and my other cousin, East Point police officer. And I got a lot of love and respect for police officers, down to the original 8 police officers in Atlanta that even after becoming police had to dress in a YMCA, because white officers didn't want to get dressed with niggers. And here we are 80 years later, I watched a white officer assassinate a black man, and I know that tore your heart out. And I know it's crippling. And I have nothing positive to say in this moment, because I don't want to be here. But I'm responsible to be here because it wasn't just Dr. King and people dressed nicely who marched and protested to progress this city and so many other cities. It was people like my grandmother, people like my aunts and uncles, who were members of SCLC and NAACP, and in particular, Reverend James Orange, Mrs. Alice Johnson, and Reverend Love, who we just lost last year. So I'm duty-bound to be here to simply say that it is your duty not to burn your own house down for anger with an enemy. It is your duty to fortify your own house so that you may be a house of refuge in times of organization. And now is the time to plot, plan, strategize, organize, and mobilize. It is time to beat up prosecutors you don't like at the voting booth. It is time to hold mayoral offices accountable, chiefs and deputy chiefs. Atlanta is not perfect, but we're a lot better than we ever were, and we're a lot better than cities are. I'm mad as hell. But what I can tell you is that if you sit in your homes tonight, instead of burning your home to the ground, you will have time to properly plot, plan, strategize, and organize and mobilize in an effective way. And two of the most effective ways is first taking your butt to the computer and making sure you fill out your census so that people know who you are and where you are. The next thing is making sure you exercise your political bully power and going to local elections and beating up the politicians that you don't like. You got a prosecutor sent your partner to jail and you know it was bullshit. Put a new prosecutor in there. Now's your election to do it. You want a different senator that's more progressive that pulls marijuana through? Now is the time to do that. But it is not time to burn down your own home. We need to get ahead of it. That's my recommendation to my mayor and my chief. Let's get a review board. Let's get ahead of it. And let's give them power. We don't need an officer that makes a mistake once, twice, three times, and finally he kills a boy on national TV, and the next thing you know, the country is burning down. We don't need a dumbass president repeating what segregationists said. You start looting, we start shooting. But the problem is some officers black and some people gonna shoot back. And that's not good for our community either. I love and respect you all. I hope that we find a way out of it because I don't have the answers, but I do know we must plot, we must plan, we must strategize, organize, and mobilize.
Did we get a motel?
I don't know what that... There, I don't know. Part of that... I don't know. Part of that made sense and part of that didn't to me, to be honest. The thing is, I've been panic working for the past week. In fact, it's been horrible. I can't even listen to any corporate ads. I'm so sick of this fucking bullshit. I'm sick of corporate shit. You know, I was listening to, I think, Michael Moore the other day, and they're saying, you shouldn't even call it capitalism. It's not capitalism. It's just fucking corporate shit. That's my word. Corporate, kind of socialist, stealing money from the government shit. And I love socialism. I am a socialist, the real kind, where you give money to people. But this fucking socialist where you bail out the fucking government is fucking bullshit. So, but the Killer Mike thing, you know, he's angry. He has the right to his opinion. I don't know what the fuck. I haven't been following it. But he says you shouldn't burn your own house down. I don't think people are burning their houses down. I think they're trying to burn the police establishment down. You know, and this guy seems to come from a line of police officers, so he believes in that authority. But, you know, if you're at governing boards, really, you think that's going to do any good? Lori Lightfoot, our mayor, she's black. She was on the governing board in Chicago. What good did that do? None. You know, the only way this is going to get fixed is to completely destroy the system. I mean, have we not proven that? We had a black president who couldn't fix this. You know, and voting, really? You think voting is going to help? People don't know who the fuck to vote for prosecutor. People are busy. People are desperately trying to pick up their lives after getting fired, and they couldn't even do that time this before. I consider myself a fairly educated person, and I don't know who the fuck these judges are. When I vote, usually I just vote based on the ethnicity sound of the name, and whether it's male or female, I vote for the least Irish-sounding male. The least in Chicago, I vote for the person who is least likely to be an Irish or Italian male. That's just what I do. Yeah, if I see a black woman's name, that's the first person I vote for. If there's no black woman's name, I'll vote for a name that sounds like a black, non-Irish woman. I mean, it's crazy. So what, you think, how are people going, people are going to exercise the right to vote and that's going to fix this? Well, then how are they going to know who to vote for? And how do you know that the right candidates are out there? And how are the right candidates going to get funded? We don't have time for that fucking shit. And I mean we, it's not really me. I mean, I guess I'm just this white person, so I'm part of the problem, right? But, I mean, we all have to live in this world. As Edith Beale would say, the older Edith Beale, you're in this world, you know. I mean, what the fuck? But this work, this panic working, I work in an organization where everybody's just working 24 hours for no reason. Just to fucking, and the bosses are these very MAGA types, and they're just saying, holding this, we haven't had layoffs or pay cuts yet, and I think in some ways it's worse than a company that already has, because everybody's, they're using it to hold it over our heads, like, oh, you know, it's not, it's all completely unsaid, and it's basically everybody's doing ridiculous shit, working in a panic because they're so desperately afraid of getting fired. And I was like that, and I still am. But now my attitude is, Jesus, just fucking fire me. I can't fucking take this. You know, I have to deal with this fucking crazy person who...
Am I recording?
You know, I had to deal with this fucking crazy person who was like... I have this long-ass project, and I'm not going to tell you what the point of it is, but yeah, I've been working on it for weeks. It was supposed to be done weeks ago, and she's just crazy. She doesn't understand how development works, doesn't listen to me, doesn't let me make, you know, structural sort of architectural changes the way it needs to be in order to avoid a shitload of redundant code. So it's a horrible thing. And so what she did, it was a 25-page specification. Yesterday, she went from 25 pages to 54 specification pages. Pages. So it more than doubled. And I had told her to please, you know, if you have any updates and you send me something after hours, I don't check my email after hours, I don't work after hours, so please, if you have any changes, please CC the guy in Europe so that he can work do the changes overnight. She didn't even do that. So I come in the Friday morning and I have a, you know, basically 29 additional pages of specifications I'm supposed to implement, and she wants it done during the day. And all of this stuff, by the way, could have been avoided, because it's completely what I advise not to do, because it's bad development. It's wrong. I can't go into details, but it's basically a whole lot of repetitive garbage instead of re-engineering and doing it right, which is what I wanted to do. And so she wanted this right away, and I went to my boss. First I told her, I said, look, you should have done what I asked and CC'd the guy in at least, at a minimum. And then it could have been possibly done by now. But now it's, I don't know what to do. I'll talk to my boss and get back to you. So what does my boss do? He basically says, oh, will you work? If you can work a day this weekend, I'll give you 2 days off during the week. I said, okay, fine. I didn't want to. I said, honestly, I'd rather have the day off the weekend because I need it, because I'm going insane and I'm, by the way, having cluster headaches. But okay, I guess I'll do that. So I scheduled my 2 days, and then he texts me and he's like, oh, I feel so bad. And he's kind of buttering me up and shit, right? Buttering me up. And then he says, oh, by the way, do you think you could do it Saturday instead? Or he didn't even say instead. He do you think you could do it tomorrow? Because so-and-so really wants time to review the change, review the changes. I said, no. I said, if she wants to review the changes, tell her to review them in the specifications before she changes them again, which she invariably will. You have to make sure that she makes the specifications are correct. And then we do the changes in this computer system. You don't get to just make all these computer changes and then you review the finished product. That's not how it fucking works. He said, oh, well, please, can you do it? You know, I said, no. I said, I'm not going to sacrifice my life for this. I just cannot. I will give you Sunday. Like, Sunday wasn't enough. I need to give him Saturday and Sunday. So then he says he's going to ask the guy in Europe to do it. And, you know, this guy just started a couple of months ago. I said, well, please don't scare him away. And I don't even know if Europeans are allowed to work on the weekend with their labor laws. And anyway, so now I'm just waiting to hear, you know, on the weekend if I have to work tomorrow or not. And I'm just fucking sick of it. You know what? I'm fucking sick of it. I need the money. It's a pandemic. It's a fucking depression. You know what? But I cannot... That's just not how I'm built. I'm not built to withstand this kind of fucking bullshit. And I know people listening, I bet at least half of you, if you're still working, you're in the same fucking situation and you get it. But I am just so fucking tired of the fucking corporate abuse. And as I'm tired of it as an employee, I'm tired of it as a consumer, I'm tired of it as a fucking citizen, I'm fucking sick of this corporate fucking abuse. It's these rich fat guys with tiny dicks and, you know, in their fucking nasty ass mothball smelling suits and their disgusting luggage carts that they wheel around because they have no muscle tone from just sitting around and eating and bossing people around all day and playing fucking golf. It's just fucking Trump shit, and I'm goddamn fucking sick of it. And I can't fucking take it. I just can't. And I won't. And if that means I have to quit, I would rather get fired so I can get some fucking unemployment since it's so high right now. And then work, you know, and hustle and figure out a way to make money from this fucking podcast again, I fucking will. Or hustle in some way. I just can't. And yeah, that's probably the wrong decision because I'll be even more stressed out, maybe. But I can't fucking see straight. I'm a fucking human being. I'm tired of being treated like dog shit. And I think that's more important to get out of that fucking situation. I can't fucking take it. And then I turn on the TV and there's fucking commercials for like, blah, blah, blah. Look at how great Hefty is doing. You know, we're so proud of you. We're Hefty. Really? Because you're making goddamn gowns for people? Because we don't have any PPE? Because we're just a shithole country that just doesn't bother to prepare for anything because we believe in last-in-time inventory? Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I can't even think anymore. I have cognitive decline. I can't complain right. Complaining doesn't do any good. Everybody's bitching about the lady in the fucking park. And it's Karen complaining about Karen, complaining about Karen. Meanwhile, they're just watching fucking videos of black people making chicken all day and laughing at them. And, you know. But I'm racist because I think destroying somebody's life for a single outburst is a bit much. Oh, fuck all of you. I'm just so goddamn sick of the hypocrisy. I'm part of the problem. You're part of the problem. The whole thing's a fucking problem, and we're all fucking soaking in it. I'm sick of it. Can't we just all admit we're all part of the problem and all a fucking disaster and just fucking soak in it and just say, oh, you know what? We're all going to fucking die. So let's just fucking relax and enjoy the end, because I don't know what else to fucking do. I'm sitting on a chair. Not a chair, a table. It's a metal table in front of a hot dog stand across from the Mariano's. I like to tell you where I am so you can kind of Google it if you want to. The corner of, I guess it's Wellington and Broadway in Chicago, Mariano's. See, there's a Mariano's, then directly across there's like a hot dog stand, an indoor hot dog stand. Don't look for a little booth with umbrellas. That's where I'm sitting, on those tables. And there's a garbage truck. You know, I wish I knew what was going on, but I've been panic working. I haven't been able to follow. I haven't watched a single video of these riots. I don't know what's fucking going on. And I'm not going to go to the protest downtown because I don't want to get COVID. And I'd rather, to tell you the truth, I'd rather spend my afternoon eating chicken. Not watching people make it, by the way, while they spread the COVID. I'm just goddamn sick of fucking everything. Jesus Christ. By the way, if you want to donate money to me for this show to help produce it, I have been producing a lot of shows, you can use my typical PayPal, which is rishi@hotmail.com. You can send me money, bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. What? God, I'm not even... It's not... Okay, it's bloatedlesbian on Cash App. $bloatedlesbian on Cash App. For PayPal, rishi@hotmail.com. R-I-S-H-E-Y. And, yeah, is that it? The three-way grum as it is now with the girls is over. I can't take Cheryl anymore. I like her as a person. I like her as a friend, but I don't like her on the grum anymore. She doesn't let me control my own show, and I just can't take it. And my blood pressure can't fucking take it. It's not fun for me. It's not just a joke when I fucking lose my temper. It really is unhealthy for me, just like panic working is unhealthy, and I'm certainly not going to abuse myself anymore for $30 a month or whatever it is that this show generates. It's not fucking worth it. It's not. I gave her many chances to stop being like that, and she just thought it was all a joke. But it's not. And it's over. The end. I'm still willing to do shows with Deborah, but not Cheryl. It's over, over, over. She can use whorehole.org and do her own goddamn shows. I don't give a shit. And I know at least half of you are loyal to her only. You don't have to listen. I don't give a shit. You don't give me any fucking money anyway. I could give a flying fuck. There's plenty of people who are waiting for this show to get resurrected from the ashes before I had people like Cheryl on there and I just talked to my fucking self and talked about actual, you know, things of substance instead of just watching fat black people eat all day. You know, it'll survive. I'll survive. I'm just fucking sick of it. I don't owe you shit. And don't fucking go on Twitter to fucking stalk my ass. Nobody fucking cares. Nobody looks at my Twitter. My Twitter has no influence. It's me venting. If you don't like what I have to say, fucking vent to your own Twitter. I don't give a flying fuck. I'm not your goddamn trained monkey for your PayPal donation. I don't give a flying fuck. You know? Get a goddamn mirror. Okay, I gotta go. Be back soon, audience. Fuck you, fuck you.
Oh, really?
Bitch!
Oh, hi, Bunny. How you doing?
How are you?
Good. I'm recording my show right now from the lake. I snuck into the lake. We're not allowed to be here because it's illegal.
Oh, if you're in the lake, may I recommend that you breathe in deeply, deeply, and hold it.
You're a cunt. And why do you want to kill
me?
It will
be your most memorable show ever.
You're very horrible. It would also be my last show, and I don't appreciate that kind of talk. It's not very loving. Just because I called you doesn't mean I want you to kill me.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sorry. I get confused.
I know you did. Well,
I thought that's what people... Now, the people who want me to kill them are the ones who text.
I don't want to die yet. I'm old, but I'm not ready to die.
Oh, that's a pity, Madge.
Right. Anyway...
Well, get ready, yeah. Honey, because we're
going to die.
The apocalypse is here.
I know. Apocalypse sounds an awful lot like prolapse. That's all I can say. Apocalypse.
Apocalypse. I like it.
Isn't that the new
world ends at the exact same time that your puss falls out?
You got it. Isn't that the name of your new show, Apocalypse? Isn't it?
No, it's Cuntagious.
Oh, Cuntagious. Well, you can do a sequel, Apocalypse. You can have it. You can have that.
Okay. Okay.
So
thank you.
What are your thoughts?
Thank you very little.
You're welcome. What are your thoughts on all this rioting? I wanted to know what you think of all this, because I've been working so much all week, I didn't have time to breathe, and I just know, I didn't watch any of the coverage on TV, but I know that it's a huge mess everywhere, and I know that as a white person, I'm part of the problem, but I don't see anyone posing any solutions, so I just kind of agree with the rioters, to tell you the truth. I was wondering what you think.
I agree with the rioters.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I don't watch network news, so I've seen bits and pieces on Twitter, and, you know, I saw what they are describing as a child militia somewhere down south where, like, teenagers, like, some of them looking, like, more like 12 than, you know, 15, are having body shields. Now, this could be from a Halloween thing and not from the protest. So you,
right?
It's very difficult. Fake. It's very easy to get excited about, you know, these videos, but obviously most of the videos that we're seeing are, you know, protest. And as Kyle Kulinski put it in a tweet, you know, who is not black, but I think he may be right about this. Nothing has gone right for this generation for their whole lives, and they have every right to, you know, I mean, they and their kind, meaning blacks, are the victims of violence from the people who are meant to protect us. So what, and it keeps happening. Tell me what their options are. You know, it's been an interesting debate to see Republicans and, you know, conservative friends or conservative Democrats say what does looting solve? You know, what does looting a target or an auto zone solve?
Are you talking about looting like when a venture capital company or a hedge fund takes over a company like Target or a company and then fires everyone? Is that what you mean by looting?
No, I meant protesters who are looting. I also did not mean taking my tax dollars and going looting and destroying and occupying militarily countries around the world and spending so much money on it that then they claim they can't have health care. I don't mean that kind of looting either.
You don't mean looting giving money to petroleum companies so that they can destroy the Gulf of Mexico, right? You don't mean that kind of looting.
So they can destroy the planet.
Right. Yeah, right. Anyway.
Why limit it to the Gulf of Mexico? So look, I mean the looting that we've seen. Now, where have we seen it? We've seen it in the press. Do I believe everything I see in the press? Hell fucking no. So there, but just to finish my thought, there has been the conservative Democrats and the Republicans pushing back and saying, do not, I mean, what does looting have to do with George Floyd's death? Protest the police. Don't destroy property. But see, I'm not in a position where I walk out and have to be scared.
Right.
But the point is that if you are in that position, what are you going to do when nothing has worked? You know what someone I follow on Twitter, on Jenny Lee, just tweeted was that, show me one progressive politician that is out there standing, and I guess she means nationally, no, that is standing with the protesters. Because, you know, it's like I've seen so many like rousing things from, you know, black celebrities, black friends, white concerned celebrities or friends, and they often end with vote.
Right.
We've got to vote that asshole out.
Right.
It's like this is nuts. This is nuts. This is pretending that it did not happen under Obama, and we had our first president of color and the first black attorney general, Jeffrey Holder. Is his name? No.
Yeah. Something Holder.
Jeffrey, that's the actor.
Oh, William Holden? I don't know. But it was something Holder. Who cares?
Okay. So we had the first two high-level president and attorney general. What did they do except, you know, make speeches? They are part of the police state. They armed the police. They sent, you know, now that they're droning more, and attacking less, the police have been militarized. And it's not just the Republican,
Right.
Listen, I don't know what all black people feel about this, you know, but I see so much lionization of Barack Obama, but on some level it's got to sink in. He did not come to your rescue. He did not do anything about this, or it would not still be happening. Not that one man can undo anything, but what did Clinton do?
Right.
What, you know, did George Bush do? Katie Couric tweets out.
Yeah.
I would love to see Obama come and make a statement. And a friend said she'd like to see George W. Bush there as well. You see what they're trying to do?
It's disgusting because they're using black people and the suffering of black people and the violence against black people as just another excuse to get elected. It's fucking disgusting.
To elect what?
Yeah. Right.
Joe Biden, who Kamala Harris, Democratic black candidate, accused of being racist in the first debate because of segregationist dealings when it came to busing kids. Who wrote then who was one of the only presidents on the left who doesn't want to legalize weed. I mean, you know, to act like Joe Biden is the answer is absolutely nuts.
To me, but what about voting? How is voting the answer? It clearly isn't. It's just a distraction because, like, did you hear that speech from Killer Mike today? Where he was saying, you know, don't burn your house down, just vote. Well, how the fuck, when I vote, and I'm pretty informed, but I don't know who the fuck, which judges support police and which don't. And it's bullshit. Like our mayor here, Mayor Lightfoot, used to be in charge of the police board. He says, oh, it's the police board. It's the system that's rotten. It's the whole system. You know, you can't just fix what's on top of the system if the system is fucking broken. And the thing is, so what if they're looting? If they are looting, and I'll assume they are, I don't give a shit. So they have to do something that's going to make people wake up, because nothing in the proper chain of authority is working. And if they want to save their lives, they have to do this.
Not
otherwise,
under Democrats or Republicans.
Of course. It's no different. I mean,
they both support a police state.
Right.
This is permitted, and this is not a few bad apples. This is slightly rotten apples in the police force who know about this and don't say anything about it for whatever reason. They'll lose their jobs, or it's they don't mind it, yeah. Or you know, whatever. It's the culture there. Or they like being, you know, bullies. And I do not want to disrespect the police who seek out that job because they see themselves as an order figure and they want to help people. But one of Jimmy Dore's points the other night was Barack Obama said during Black Lives Matter, a policeman's job is making sure that he gets home safe at night. And Jimmy said, no, it is not. It's making sure that I get
exactly
home.
Exactly.
At night.
It's ridiculous.
And so now we've got the police not only getting home safe at night, but leaving a trail of black victims. And
right.
I don't want to boil everything down to Bernie and what could have been, should have been, but we could have voted in a revolution. Maybe now we're going to have a real one, but I am not going to let this.
We don't get to vote. We don't get to vote because we didn't. Only a couple states got to vote before Bernie was out because the whole system was fucking rigged, as it always is, and it was scammed in Obama and Hillary, and they worked with Warren to fucking throw Bernie out and ambush him by getting all those people to drop out and support Biden at the last fucking second while Warren stays in. It was all, I can't prove it, but it was all a fucking coup.
He was few people's first choice. But let's just take the centrists, the Democrats, the whatever, the pussy hat crowd.
Right.
Let's take them at their word and say that getting rid of Trump is going to get rid of this. This is going to fix the police. Okay, this is absolutely absurd because what they are proposing that we get rid of him with is Joe fucking Biden. Can we just look at first of all, I am hesitant after 2016 to predict elections. You were right. I was wrong. How can Joe Biden win?
Nope, he can't.
How can he win?
Without Medicare for All? And he's still interested in pushing Klobuchar. And Klobuchar could have let... This wouldn't have happened if Klobuchar put this guy in jail when she had the chance. It is fucking ridiculous. And she has the audacity and the hypocrisy to say that people should do something about this. She's the one that failed. And who are I wonder what these people who supported Klobuchar... How are they living with themselves? Are they saying this is racist and terrible? They're supporting this. If you support Klobuchar, you are part of this.
They care about the police brutality in as much as they can seem woke talking about it on social media. They still elect the politicians. You know, some woman was going, a friend, white, my age, was going on about, you know, oh, the white privilege and da-da-da-da-da, and this is so unfair to black people. I'm like, who did you say you were voting for again?
Right.
Joe Biden, I mean, what? You could not write this in a comedy sketch. So Biden is expected to announce his female VP on May 1st, they can't because there's rape allegations swirling around throughout April, which is Sexual Abuse Awareness
Month. May 1st.
I'm sorry, May 1st. But coming out of April, you know, for the last couple of weeks, these rape allegations against him have been swirling. So then he claims that, you know, he is delayed and that he's vetting Klobuchar, who turns out to have let the officer who killed
right.
George Floyd in this way when she was the top cop? I don't know the position. A justice?
She was a prosecutor, I think, or whatever that, something like that.
A prosecutor, right. And he has had the cop that did this to George Floyd, that killed him, has had multiple, like I think like 17 complaints against, this kind of stuff, and so then you think, okay, well, I guess she's out for Joe Biden's VP, so maybe
that's
since
quite
he was
an
betting
assumption.
Someone who was affiliated with George Floyd's murderer, let's do another signal and go with someone black. Well, let's see, who do we do? Do we do Kamala Harris?
Another
California's
prosecutor.
California's top cop yeah. responsible for locking up, you know, so many people of color
yeah.
and sex workers and, can't stand her, you know, all this kind of stuff, you know, or do we go with the completely unqualified Stacey Abrams, whose top level position was state legislator?
And who kisses Bloomberg's asshole because he gives her millions of fucking dollars. At what point do people realize voting doesn't solve this problem? Because anybody who you're allowed to vote for...
That's why they're out in the streets.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know what any other solution is, and I hope people stay on the streets, and I feel horrible about it because I don't want people to have to be violent. But this is like... It's like slavery when you had people getting whipped. Nothing stops that until you stop the system of slavery. And this system, I don't know what it is, but the criminal justice system is fucking broken. Well, it's not just that, it's everything. Like, I've been talking about this, but like, I've been working till midnight every other night because I work for a fucking corporation who's hanging the threat of layoffs over our heads, and they're abusing us like I've never been abused in my life, to the point where I'm ready to quit. And then I turn on the TV and fucking, you know, Doritos is talking about, oh, thank you, the essential workers, while they're fucking everyone. I'm just so sick of corporate America fucking me in so many different ways. They're fucking me in more ways than I have holes, and I'm so fucking exhausted, and I'm not even black. I'm just exhausted.
What did you say that your employer was hanging over your head?
The threat of layoffs and the threat of pay cuts.
Oh, babe, get used to it. I remember after 9/11, it was like, pay cuts. Well, this is way worse than 9/11. Yeah. We can't leave our homes. So it's like, I can't even imagine, like, oh, well, you're lucky to get this.
Exactly.
Oh, you think this milk is too expensive? You're lucky to get it. Oh, you think that this job doesn't pay enough and that the work is too hard? Oh, well, you're lucky to have a job. I mean, you know, this is going to be terrible. One thing I wanted to say about the looting.
Yeah.
So we're going to see conservatives, Republicans, conservative Democrats saying, why do we have to have the looting? And we know that on the news, basically the news protects the police state.
Of course.
It has been in existence for even as long as us old bitches.
Well, because they have to protect their advertisers.
That's right. Or just because they're mouthpieces of the government, which is in essence a police state here and around the world. There was a video shown of a guy dressed from head to toe in black with a face mask.
Yeah, I saw.
And cover with an black umbrella covering his face, and he goes to an AutoZone. I guess it was in Minneapolis.
Yeah, yeah.
And bashes out each of the windows, and then goes to a parked car. And someone is videotaping. So some black kid who looks like not like someone in a costume like this guy, but like just some regular black youth. And you know, the person in black with the umbrella turns to him and says that, you know, get away from me unless you want to fight. And he's twice the kid's size. And, you know, I don't know what the kid wanted from him. Maybe he wanted to know, you know, like what he was doing or why would you, if you wanted to break windows, you know, and loot, why would you just break the windows and leave? I mean, I don't know what the kid wanted to know. But now they are saying that the guy in the with the umbrella who broke the windows has been identified as a cop.
Right.
And then they're saying also that screenshots from the cop's wife or ex-wife right. have identified him, and he has on like a gas mask or something. And then it looks like he has on like, I'm colorblind, but I hope it's not blackface, but it looked like blue or green. I don't know if that's like a guard against stinging weapons that are sprayed. I don't know. Uh-huh. But so in other words, I don't know what to believe. There was an article on Heavy.com saying that, no, this was not that guy that was identified and that he had an alibi and he was, you know, working elsewhere doing his duty. Like, I don't know the media bias of Heavy.com, so I don't know. I mean, that article and a couple of others that I saw and did read are saying, no, this is not that guy. But the video looks very suspicious. So what if the same conservative Republicans, Democrats, you know, racists, whoever, what if they did start, what if it was more of a protest and less of a looting until conservative forces came and that guy is a cop or is working
well,
for the
conservative? Then it would just be business as usual for the American government is all. I mean, remember Gulf of Tonkin? I mean, all that shit. I mean, this isn't the first time this has happened. I mean, it could or couldn't be true, but it certainly wouldn't surprise me because...
Well,
but it needs to happen anyway, so I don't know that I care.
But
because
you see, that gives the right and the conservative Democrats like Biden an excuse to say, see, these aren't good people.
Uh-huh.
See, these are a criminal class. And so, you know, and now they're getting into an argument about, well, who cares if they looted Target? You know, they caused gentrification, and
yeah.
they caused our mom and pop black stores. And that is true, but that is not the issue of George Floyd. So, you know, so it needs to be determined,
yeah.
you know, who started this writing, because there can be wonderful people who are supporting, you know, George Floyd and black people in general, and then there can also be looters.
But do you think peaceful protests will solve this, or do you think they have to be violent?
But here's what I'm trying to say. This is where the whole cause is going to be lost.
Yeah.
When there are looters who are trying to get things that they did not pay for,
yeah.
this is when they lose support of everyone who is Republican or conservative Democrat, because in no way does running out with video games avenge George that you didn't pay for
right.
avenge George. I'm not necessarily taking the conservative position here, but that's just common sense. You do not protest George Floyd by taking stuff that doesn't belong to you, even if the windows have been smashed in, no matter who. So this will be used to discredit the protest in general, the valid protest, and reaffirm that blacks are a criminal class. You know, when look, I mean, you know, we're pushed to the brink. I mean, you know, they're pushed to the brink even more than white people are. You know, I mean, I think it's great that some of my friends are better off than others, and they can say, oh, I'm taking this time to learn Spanish,
yeah.
or, you know, or to better myself, or to learn macrame, or do yoga. I mean, that's if you're thinking, how the hell am I going to pay my bills.
Well, that's
then,
right.
Then you may not be in that, oh, I'll come out more accomplished, you know, than this. I mean, you may be scared to death to go to work. You may have had your hours cut. You right. may have hungry kids who are all fighting and sick of each other. A spouse that you're not getting. I mean, you know, my God, but enough about my family.
All of the above.
Yeah, I mean, so it's like I don't, if for those who say, to me, looting is different. You know.
So you're saying it's not looting to, like, bring food to your table for the kids. This is looting just to get shit, or is it both? You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference. Because if you're looting because there's millions of people unemployed and they need food to eat, so they're using this as an opportunity to, like, get food, I see that as different from stealing a flat screen TV or something. You know what I mean?
Well, what killer, I don't think that many of the looters were taking food. I don't know. I mean, that's not typically, you don't risk arrest for food. I mean, I would think. But what Killer Mike was saying in his speech, and I don't know if people in Atlanta burn down their own houses, but he was saying, don't burn down the houses. Right. Don't burn down your own houses. Right. Use your houses to organize, to mobilize, and if you want to beat somebody up, beat up the get involved in politics.
But he was also saying that voting is the solution, though, and that's where he lost me.
Yes, I know that, but I don't usually think of P. Diddy or Naomi. God, Watts? I can't remember her name. Naomi.
Klein?
The supermodel, Naomi.
Oh, Campbell.
Campbell. She interviewed P. Diddy, and he said, "We're going to make some demands of Joe Biden, and you know he's not guaranteed our vote." Well, I've never heard any black star say anything like that before.
Good. Thank God, I didn't hear that. That's wonderful. But, you know, I gotta say something because this really has been bothering me. But I had a friend in November, somebody I was very close to in the late '90s, early 2000s, a Cuban American guy, and he used to, like, we were good friends, and I would help him translate stuff, and he would get medicine and send it home to his family. Worked very hard. He lived in an apartment here. He was killed in November at the Jewel, Osco, which is a grocery store here in my neighborhood. He was squashed to death by a 400-pound security guard. It's on the security surveillance camera. He was squashed to death for allegedly shoplifting. They pinned him down, just like this guy on TV, and they squashed him, and he fucking died. This is a friend of mine. And it was in the Chicago Tribune, and then it disappeared. I emailed Amy Goodman like 3 times, the producers at Democracy Now! I've been trying to get attraction. None. This shit happens all the fucking time. It happened to a friend of mine, and he was Latino. And I'm just so frustrated because, like, only one case gets this attention. Only one. And this happens fucking everywhere. And this isn't even the only time it's videotaped. It's like you have to have the right combination of viral, you know, magic to get it to work. And I'm here screaming about this friend of mine that got killed, and his family's trying to get justice. He was fucking squashed to death by an obese security guard at a fucking Jewel. And I can't even get people in my neighborhood to stop shopping there. It's so fucking frustrating.
But as you said, will this not be heard about because that chain advertises in the places you'd like to see it in?
That's probably the case. But Amy Goodman, since when is she beholden to corporate interests? I don't understand it. It's like, I don't, because I'm not in their agenda. Like, everybody has their fucking agenda. Like, if I guess I'm not in, or I'm not with the right group of people. You know what I mean? Like, it's, social media is all about who you know and having a blue check, and it's all hierarchical. It's like fucking high school on steroids. And it's like the little people, and I'm one of them, just doesn't have a voice at all. You don't have a voice unless you're friends with, like, Neera Tanden. Your coronavirus doesn't count unless you're friends with the right famous person. And then you get retweeted. You know, and it's just so fucking frustrating. But I mean,
another thing that's frustrating about this is that we have weaponized language and identity, and the left has done this because they would rather focus on that and things which divide us than policies that would benefit working Americans. So right. I posted something on Instagram the other day that was a split photo. One side was George Floyd with the cop's knee on his head that killed him. the other side was Colin Kaepernick kneeling.
Yeah.
And it said, this is why we kneel. So
right.
some, you know, I don't, looks white, I don't know, took me to task and said, take this down. You know, black activists, you know, who she cited a few of, have said that it traumatizes them to see, you know, these bodies. And I just had to say, well, you know, I'm trying to get, this is a powerful image. And a lot of people don't understand why Colin Kaepernick, knelt. And this is something that just happened where a white man knelt on a black man's neck until he died.
Right.
And so while I know it's a traumatic image, you know, are we going to hide the images like George W. Bush had the news hide all the images of the dead soldiers,
right,
so that we didn't ever think about it? What's going to go to action? I don't. So we kind of got into it. You know, Instagram is my lightest political. I mean, I'm not that political on Instagram, but it's like, you know, sometimes people will like, you know, like if I mean, maybe they don't know that I'm political, more political on other, you know, like Facebook or Twitter. And so I'll put up an invite for a show and they'll put up like, please mention, you know, like some, you know, police violence
right
thing or
like you
or,
never
or
talk about that shit. Right.
Well, but then when I do talk about it, I'm told that I haven't talked about it in the right way.
Yeah, but those are just idiots. You can't waste your time with that kind of bullshit, because there are people that get triggered by everything. They're morons, they're retarded, and I ignore people like that because they're just fucking idiots. I mean, you can't pay attention to that shit. That's fucking nuts.
Right,
I saw that picture. I reposted that picture you posted. It's not the least bit offensive. Certainly nobody complained about it to me. I don't have a huge audience. But there's...
Well, but then I went on a podcast with Willem in Alaska. And Willem, you know, who had seen these responses about to this picture on other, you know, social platforms, said that Gabriel Union and others have said, you know, that they actually live in fear of this kind of death. So seeing this picture, you know, does traumatize them. And as a white person, I have to admit, I did not know that. I don't walk out on the street afraid of policemen. But I learned something that this isn't going to, that all black people who, and black people do not all think alike, you know, are not going to like this. Some like the photo and thank me for my support, but we've weaponized language
right
in such a way that the people who are not black who want to speak up are scared to. You know, I dared to step into a convo with a friend who is black, who posted something, you know, she's younger, and she said, I hate the term African-American. You know, do they call white people European-Americans? And it was this long thing, and all I said was that, you know, so for a couple of decades, after people had been saying blacks for many decades, after they were saying more offensive things, for a couple of decades, we were, polite society was told that African American was more respectful.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, this, I mean...
That's nonsense. That's just fucking nonsense. Because, you know, you get so caught up in language, then it just provides an excuse to not actually talk about the actual subject. And it's fucking bullshit.
But people get caught in these echo chambers. You are
guilted
if you don't talk about it. And then you're guilted if you do talk about it. And honey, the last thing I'm saying is, I have the last word. I'm not saying don't listen to, we just listened to Killer Mike.
Right.
And he's black. And we disagreed with him. This is part of a speech, but you know, it's like, you know, it's if we are trying to help, I don't know. I mean, we're not going to get it right. We don't have the experiences. We're not always going to get it right, but we're also not going to sit around and, you know, did you see the statement that Obama offered? It was so pathetic. I mean, it was so full of platitudes.
I don't remember. I probably saw it and just rolled my eyes. I really don't.
Well, it had absolutely no plan. None of them will give... We'll give you right. any place.
They'll just say, oh, isn't it horrible? And it's and we all are part of it. It's so deep in our culture. What Buttigieg said was horrible. He basically said, oh, it's so enmeshed in our culture, blah, blah, blah. Let's get McKinsey to study it. I mean, he didn't say that. But, you know, it's basically what he's saying. It's just... And then 2 minutes later, I go on my LinkedIn.
Because of people like him.
2 minutes later, I go on my LinkedIn, honest to God, and there's an ad right away for McKinsey celebrating GTQIA, you know, bullshit. McKinsey. But I have one. I want to wrap up, but I want to ask you one question, sort of unrelated. But what the fuck? What the fuck is RuPaul doesn't know how to put on her own fucking makeup? Is that why she's wearing a mask? What the fuck? You know her. Please explain this to me. How could she not do a makeup tutorial on YouTube? She's on there every week, you know, yelling at the queens. How could you not know how to sew? It's 10 years of Drag Race. Girl, it's 30 years of being RuPaul. And you don't know how to put on your fucking makeup? Please explain that.
Well, all I can say is that mask was a lot more camp than what she wore to the camp-themed Met Ball. Yeah. I mean... I can't explain it. No, I don't know. I mean, I
nothing.
I don't know. All I do know this.
Yeah.
That Rue loves any excuse not to get in drag, and you know, she'll be booked on major talk shows, and you know, not get in drag. Listen, I don't watch the show enough to know what she normally does at the finale. Does she normally get in drag?
She normally looks gorgeous. Yeah.
Well, who knows?
I mean, come on, I've seen you. You were in the finale once or twice. I saw you in the audience. So I know you've seen it. You were there
once.
Oh,
yeah, that was years ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
So your answer is she's just lazy, basically. Not quoting you.
No, I don't know the answer. But I know she doesn't like getting in drag unless she can, you know, have everything.
But the bitch couldn't get somebody to mail her a wig, a styled wig in a box? Why not?
Well, I just got one out of a box for myself. I mean,
oh,
you know,
you're another story.
She can look gorgeous, and she's, what, 59?
Yeah.
So,
takes,
you know, she's
work.
A man who can look like a gorgeous woman, and she's 59. And so, just because we always see her as gorgeous doesn't mean that it's easy for her to look gorgeous, or that it doesn't hinge on special makeup, special wigs, special lighting, special filters.
I saw in that wig documentary that you did, and I saw you said you said, well, RuPaul couldn't be here because we couldn't fit her makeup staff on stage. All the people that it takes to make her pretty could not physically fit on this stage, so she wasn't able to make it. I didn't know you were serious. It's fucking true. Yes.
I mean,
thought you were joking.
Yeah. you know, I mean, there was always, you know, I mean, Rue started off as a club kid, not a drag queen.
Oh, I know. I just finished reading that Disco Bloodbath. What a fascinating book that was. My God. But they don't mention her in it, though. From what I understand, she was in the room at Bella Bolsky's house when there was a fucking dead body there. But that's another story.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
That's what I heard. Yeah. That she was years ago, she would party at Bella Bolsky's house, and there was, like, some dead guy who had died from an overdose. Not talking about that Macaulay Culkin murder, but some dead guy who had a heroin overdose, and they just left the body on the couch at Bella Bolsky's house for a few days, and people, including RuPaul, were there partying, you know. But this is before she quit drugs. I certainly don't blame her for that, and I don't know if it's true, but it's funny. But...
Yeah,
the
well,
shale of it all.
The shale. Yeah, I have to say that I know less about this season of Drag Race than any, and that's not saying much.
It was good. It's just that those last two episodes, what they did with the, I mean, it was good for Drag Race. You know, it's a low bar, but what they did with those last and the reverse engineering of Sherry Pie was disturbing. Just because, like, I understand you have to shun her, but. But art is art, and they shouldn't have removed her from the season that she was in because it made no sense. It made no sense with the story arc, you know, because they just removed her from everything. They just edited her out as much as possible.
Right.
So it made no sense, but whatever, you know, it's just a TV show, I guess, but you know, there's no trial.
Yeah.
You just get the problem is she confessed and she apologized, and that's what did her in, and that's why they were, you know, that just proved her guilt. And then my eyes are the show producer.
To be honest with you, I didn't follow it that closely as often as I've catfished people. old photos of women who were much, much thinner than me.
I thought that was you. Really, that wasn't you?
No. She does look a little bit like me. But I do mention her in my upcoming comedy special, June 5th. Oh, yes. Contagious, available at vossevents.com. V-O-S-S.
We will be watching. me and my lesbian lover. Thank you so much for attending my program. I'm sure nobody will listen to it, but the five people that do will watch your show for sure.
Yay! That's five more than what I have yesterday.
There you go. All right, Bonnie. Talk to you later.
All right, love.
Thanks. Bye. I can't believe she actually finished a phone call and didn't go to a booty. Anyway, I got to get home because we're going to a picnic. Ah, I've been sitting here with my footsies in Lake Michigan, getting nice and cool. Ah, hold on. Let me stop and restart the girdle. I'm on hold.
That sounds good.
Tammy.
Yeah?
Why do you wait? Why didn't you answer the phone when I called you? I was talking to Lady Bunny for 45 minutes. Now I'm walking home. I was at the lake. I snuck into the social distance. I ate out the mayor.
Well,
are you out of breath? You sound breathless, Tammy.
Well,
are you okay?
I am. Yeah, I am.
What happened?
I am. I just got out of the shower, you know, and it's hard because you got to get all those folds.
Did you get eaten out again?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You sound rather breathless, and I think you got eaten out.
No, I just had to wash all the folds.
Uh-huh.
You know?
The loose skin?
Yeah.
The loose skin. Okay. All right.
Folds. So you talked to Bunny for 45 minutes?
I asked her about Bela Bolsky and the dead body. Yeah. She knew nothing. She was actually rather horrified.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't know about it. I said, well, I heard that RuPaul, who, by the way, doesn't know how to put on makeup. I know you don't watch Drag Race, but did you see the pictures? She wore a mask for the finale again. Anyway.
God.
She can't do her... Anyway. No, I said I heard RuPaul was sitting there next to the goddamn dead body of the drug addict who was there for 4 days at Bela Bolsky's house. She didn't know nothing about that. So.
Well, it's smart. She knows Bella, right? She remembers Bella.
She said nothing to indicate that she did. She just,
okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's smart.
Is it?
Yes.
Why?
That's very smart.
Why is it smart? It's so old news. What does it matter?
It's just smart because it's just smart for one to distance himself from all that completely. I mean, I'm nobody, so I can
distance? Social distance? Is that what you're talking about? Social distancing?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
I don't know that RuPaul sat next to the body. And I don't even know that.
Well, you know,
there.
I got.
All I know is that Bella told me that. Now, the incident exists in print in the book. You read it in the chapter in the book, correct?
You do know that I'm recording, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And so because of that, I just want to say that the book that you read.
Yeah.
The print edition I read of the book of Disco Bloodbath, not Party Monster.
Right.
Had a chapter called Bella.
Yes.
And it talked about it in that book.
Okay,
it talked about the incident in that book, and you read that in that book, correct?
Well, I'm going to read it again, because, Tammy, my reading comprehension skills are terrible. I'm from Indiana, but I will read the Bella chapter again.
Okay, so the edition I read when the book first came out had talked about the incident in there, and
but they didn't say RuPaul was in it. Just to be clear, they didn't say RuPaul.
To be clear, it didn't say that in the book. The book did not say that. But Bella, who I was friends with and stuff, and you know. I mean, we were close friends and hung out and a lot. But Bella told me, because I actually sat on the mattress.
Uh-huh.
The mattress belonged to Nina,
the dead
Bella's
one?
Roommate. And
Nina's the one that died?
Nina cum laude. Nina was...
dead?
No, Nina was not dead. Nina was fat, very fat.
Oh.
Okay. But it was Nina's futon. I actually sat on it once, and I remember Bella saying, "Oh, yeah, that's where the person died or whatever."
Tammy,
just all went on party.
I got to tell you something though, Tammy. I watched Party Monster last week. What a horrible movie.
It's a horrible movie.
Oh, my God.
It's so awful.
Profoundly bad. It's like, they all have that... Why do they have to talk that exact same way the whole time? Oh, darling. Oh, smutsy.
And nobody talked. Neither one of them talked like that. None of them talked like that.
I don't get it. It didn't make any sense.
It was a horrible movie.
Terrible.
It was a horrible movie.
Really terrible. Anyway.
It was terrible. It was so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a terrible, terrible,
horrible
movie.
Horrible.
And I don't, you know, I mean, but Bella was the one that told me that RuPaul had been over the apartment, and so the whole thing could be, Bella could be lying about it.
Oh, sure, of course.
And, and then if I were to talk to her, she could be like, "Oh, you're a liar, I never said that," or whatever. But, she told me that, so who knows?
Hey, do you think it would be okay if sometime, I don't mean now because I'm not at home, but sometime could I call with you, call Louise Lasser, talk to her? No. I want to talk about Woody Allen because he was so obsessed with her. She sounds like, I just finished his book. According to him, she was fucking batshit. He loves crazy women. And as crazy as Mia was, Louise sounds like she was even crazier, but at least she didn't, make a fake lawsuit.
Well, we could try it. I mean, you could try it. I mean...
But I need you to make the connection because I'd just be some rando. At least she knows you.
Well, we'll try it. I mean, part of my thing was, after I got the autographed picture, I told her she'd never hear from me again.
Aw. But you call her on her birthday, right?
Yeah. I mean, but it's kind of pushing the line. I mean, I could try it, but...
I'll ask her about her show because I'm a big fan.
I'll send her an email.
Okay. Cool.
And ask her by email. I'll say, could I interview on a podcast show?
And, yeah, that'd be great. Because I want to know what went on with her and Woody. And I want to know, I don't know what I want to know. I just want to talk to her because she's amazing. Honestly.
Yeah, I mean, she'll probably talk to you.
Okay.
I mean, she's pretty open and stuff. But,
You should read that book. You'll love it. Oh, my God. It's so juicy.
I'm really going to.
Oh, it's
once
a great book.
I can, achieve a week's sobriety.
Why?
What
does that matter?
Well, because it's really hard for me to remember stuff.
Oh, I can't remember stuff?
Well, I mean, I can't. I can't either. I mean, because of the blacking out and everything.
Well, can you write things down?
You mean like read the book and take notes?
Well, my cousin Letty got hit by a bus many years ago, and she has no short-term memory. So she writes everything down. Because she has no short-term memory. So her little notebook, I think she's got a moleskin. It's her memory.
Yeah.
You could do that, and then you can still drink.
How do you know she's not journaling?
I mean, because she's so whacked from the bus that there's no way she could journal. She just writes down words. Like, Madge has, two sisters. Yeah, that kind of... her brain is still fucked.
Now, what do you think about all the riots last night?
I've just been talking about it with Bunny for 45 minutes.
So
I think I'm in favor of them.
You're in favor?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I like them. Just being honest. Now, I admit I'm part of the problem, Tammy, but I think I think that's the only way it's going to change. They say vote. Killer Mike says to vote. Voting isn't going to do shit. So, go ahead and riot. Fuck it. Just please don't touch my house, because I can't afford new windows. I'll change my mind if they riot and fuck up my house, though. That's different. If it affects me, fuck that.
I think what they did by going after the police station was the right thing to do. I think they should have gone after all the police stations.
Oh, I do too.
That's what they should have done. I mean, the Target and stuff like that. I, 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 you know, I mean, that was, I don't know, you know, the targets and burn the store. They should go into the police station.
Well, Tammy, I've been panic working all week, so I don't really have the facts. I only have,
right.
But I do have opinions. But I was too busy to have to watch TV, to read the news all week, because this fucking cunt has been wrecked. I can't say names, but this fucking cunt has been work. They want me to work. I'm still supposed to work tomorrow. I'm waiting to hear. But anyway, yeah. I didn't have time for facts, but I have plenty of time for opinions. So that's why. So you might know more than me.
I don't. I don't think I really do. I just know that the guy exerted violence over the man. And it was only for a forgery. It was only for a forgery, a crime of forgery or something.
Right.
And he crushed his.
Well, a big story, as I see it, is the governor of Minnesota went on Twitter. He said that he's got the NSA digging up. They're basically doing surveillance on the protesters. It's completely unconstitutional, but they're doing it right now.
Well, get ready, because now there will be some kind of vaccine coming out very quickly for the coronavirus,
and
now
kill
we will
everyone.
Have a no mask rule.
Uh-huh.
Because it
no
will
masks?
Take away we will have a no mask rule, because it will take away from facial recognition software.
Well, that's no good, because I'm ugly. I need the mask to get laid, Tammy. I need I'm not Asian, but I'm ugly.
Well, it's the thing is, though, is now there will be a rise in crimes, and they won't be able to track people because of facial recognition block and the masks and stuff.
I don't give a shit.
I'm just telling you.
I know.
It's like,
I appreciate the news, but I don't give a shit. Anyway, I'm almost home. I gotta go.
I know, but look at me. Look at me.
I can't look at you. It's a phone.
Read my lips. Yeah. Read my lips. What people have got to start watching, and this is what I want the listeners to hear.
Yeah.
This... the Huawei executive that they arrested last year.
That lesbian, yeah.
The
in Canada?
One from Huawei telephone company in Canada.
Yeah.
They arrested her in Canada.
Yeah.
That's what people need to look at.
Why?
Because there's a big, big, big story going on under that.
Oh, you're because not with the corona and the 5G shit, are you? I gotta go. I gotta go. It's not because of that, even though that's insane. But I gotta go. I gotta go home.
It's not because. Oh, I hate you. I just want you to know that.
Love you.
Okay,
bye.
You want me to pick you up?
It's later now. I'm walking in the illegal park. Well, I'm entering the park. I just tried to enter the lakefront, but a lesbian honked at me, who was charged with guarding the park. She honked at me. Turn around. You can't go in there. It's closed. But there were three white girls who were there. And I pointed. I'm like, what about them? She didn't say nothing. Anyway, I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. My vagina. Killer Mike. My vagina. The itching, the smelling. It looks like people are going. So I'm at the park, sort of near Wellington and Lakeshore Drive. There's like an underpass. I don't know if it's Wellington or Oakville. Yeah, people are definitely going to the lakefront, so I'm going to try and go through there. Because I saw a nice article in the Chicago Tribune with pictures of how the wildlife has returned to the lakefront. So I want to see if they've interested let me in there. Thar. Or if I will get lesbianed out. Yeah, there's bikes. Joggers. The noise you hear is Lakeshore Drive. I'm about to finna go under. Underpassing. But I didn't shit today, and I feel like I finna need to. I finna need to shit. Oh well.
Get her done, get her done. Get her done, get her done.
Maybe I'll dump out in the duck pond. Oh, yeah. They broke down the thing, so I can go. I was just listening to the Drag Race Recap podcast, which I have been enjoying for a couple of years now. And I checked out all the other Drag Race podcasts. It's the only one I like. And they were talking about the finale episode. Now, I got to tell you, I think Drag Race is a terrible show.
I don't know why I watch it, but it's a horrible show. It really, it's just, it's so bad because it's just bad. So the standards are low. So when people say, oh, that was a good episode, it means it was a shitty episode, but just less shitty than the, I mean, it's really just terrible. I mean, I like the idea of it. I kind of even like, oh, this, the path is really free. Nobody's here. How wonderful. Hang on. Oh, they're still talking on that fucking show. Oh, Governor Cuomo's podcast started, or his briefing started, which means I have to remember to capture it when I get home. Been doing that for like almost 3 months now, I think. I don't know how I got roped into that, but I'm kind of obligated, even though Gina pointed out that he's against Medicare for All. So, I'm between a rock and a cunt place, because I'm like, well, I agreed to do it, but, you know, well, nobody's perfect, right? I mean, it is an interesting podcast, if you look at it from that POV. The way he tells these jokes that are completely dry and not even funny. Dad humor, I guess, but it's considering how important his job is, it's an interesting listen, let's just say. But whatever. I agreed to do it. I have my obligations, Girdle. And that. Anyway, what else? So here I am in the illegal lakefront. I'm not allowed to be here, but I'm here. I am here. I'm here. Right in front of this Keith Haring sculpture. Maybe I'll remember to put this somewhere. It's brand new, but they haven't. It's a Keith Haring sculpture for AIDS Memorial, and it's absolutely fantastic. It's one of those, like, Coco Peely-looking things. Yeah, it's for AIDS Memorial. Something or other. Maybe they'll do a Corona one next to it. I don't know. Let me try a landscape, too. Oh, I hate that landscape, because it always shows my thumb in the picture. So annoying. Hey. Girdle. Yeah, so, well, the police are really smart just to guard the one area. Well, that's good. Oh, here it is. It says, Reflection, Celebration, Education, Community, Healing, Inclusion, AIDS Garden, Chicago. Well, I hope they're able to grow a lot of AIDS here. It's very fertile. It's really a beautiful sculpture. Sculptured. So yeah, so the governor Cuomo. I'm gonna look, this is amazing. So you can still go here. And there's nobody here. Plenty of social distance. And then they're starting to reopen here in Chicago. We're like one of the last cities. Next Wednesday, and they've said that they're going to open. Oh, there's duck shit everywhere. They're going to open, close rather, one of the streets, the street very close to where I live, Broadway, between Diversey and Belmont, is going to be closed so they can have restaurants. You know, because you.
All right.
Audience, I'm black, and I'm here. It's really gorgeous. It's about 60, maybe 65 degrees. I'm walking around the lakefront just before Diversey Harbor. Right next, can you hear the water? That's Lake Meshuggah. And I'm just walking around. And, you know, illegally. Illegally. There's nobody around, so I'm social distanced. But there's all kinds of piranha fish and you know, what do they call those AIDS bugs? Not the AIDS, the COVID-93. They're in the water. I can hear them. Very quiet. Peaceful. It's so nice to have a place in the city where you can just escape everything. People, places, things, nouns. Can't really escape adjectives, so. Can you hear my flip-flops? Still waiting to hear from my boss to see if I have to work tomorrow, because I'm in a fucking jail cell. So RuPaul couldn't be bothered to put on any makeup for the finale. She's wearing a what they call a face kini, which is like a face mask. And it was just so horrible and so sad because, you know, she demeans these, and I do mean demeans, these drag queens for not having all the skills. Like she'll say if somebody doesn't sew, know how to sew, she'll say, "Honey, this is the 10th year of Drag Race. You need to know how to sew." Well, makeup skills go without saying. So you're the host of the shit, and you can't even put on your own fucking makeup. What a disgrace. You can't say anything now. And you can't just get someone to mail you a goddamn wig in a box. That's all done. Done. Huh. Or even use an Instagram filter, for fuck's sake. Whatever. I don't know why I even care. So stupid. Why do I care? Who do I care about? I don't know. Scrotum. Double scrotum. Ah! My vagina. I'll be back.
What's going on, honey?
My toenails are disgusting. Hi. My toenails look terrible. Yeah, they do. It's nice to sneak out into the lakefront in the social distance. Anyway, I don't know what I have to talk about. The world is falling apart. Everybody's crazy. Racism, riots. We're all part of the problem, including, especially me. Overworked. Capitalism. It's not really capitalism, it's just junk. Junk, bond, garbage, slavery, capitalism-ism. The governor of Minnesota is using the NSA to spy on protesters, even though it's unconstitutional. Nobody gives a shit about anything, and we're all fucked. The world is ending. So, my only conclusion is, since none of us are willing to do anything about it or take any responsibility, I guess we're just supposed to sit around and watch it burn. And just enjoy ourselves? Not really sure. I'm not sure. Enjoy the sounds. I wish I could get to the little forest preserve at Belmont. Maybe I could, but it's more than I want to walk right now. The reason those guys were saying thank you is because I told them where to go to, because they were at Belmont when the Blesbian wouldn't let us in. So why? Am I part of the problem if I say Blesbian? I never admitted to being part of the problem, so that's part of the problem. And I'm still saying Blesbian. Anyway, they were thanking me because I told them to go to Wellington to get in, and here they are. But, you know, when you put an article in the Chicago Tribune showing how beautiful it is here, you got to expect people are going to come. Oh, I started reading Reagan Fox, or I should say continuing, because I read it, the first part, like a while ago, the free sample portion of his book about reality TV. It's really interesting because I always wanted to know, you know, how that whole process works behind the scenes. It's fascinating. So I've been reading that, and I get to read about how that works, which is what I wanted to learn. That's why I wanted to read it. There's a lot of sort of scholarly footnotey things that are kind of over my head because I'm kind of stupid. But you know, it's really interesting. Nevertheless, yeah, one of those things. Girdle. Girdle. Goiter. Girdle is watching you. Girdle is watching you. Girdle is watching you. From a distanced turd. A distanced turd. Social distance. Ing. Social distance. Turding. God hates you. Fuck you. You're stupid. I guess I got nothing to say.
Tracy, guess what?